you can.
Okay, Rebbe's holy letters in volume 4, and this is letter number 1062, and this is dated on the 23rd day of Sivan. The Rebbe starts Baruch Hashem in the year Tovshi Yudalev in Brooklyn, New York, and the Rebbe begins with Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe is saying in the on the occasion of your bar mitzvah, which will be celebrated this Shabbos, which was the Parsha Shlach. By the way, my celebration, my bar mitzvah, was also the Shabbos Parsha Shlach. Okay, so I want to again repeat the blessings that I have given you verbally when you were by me, that this day of your bar mitzvah should be the beginning of a full Jewish life with Torah and mitzvahs, because in this day you become a full grown-up Jew with all privileges, with also with all obligations in the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs, which are connected to a Jew. One of the first bar mitzvahs that we know about is detailed, is written up in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Parsha Nun Gimel. That was the bar mitzvah of our father Yitzchak, as the Medrash relates. So then Avram Avinu, our father Avram, made a great meal, to which he has invited a large crowd, as Avram Avinu was a Caesar, so he also invited to the meal the other Caesars from his time, the other Caesars from his time. Amongst them was Og Melech HaBoshan, the Og, the giant, the king of Boshan. And the Medrash continues to relate that seeing the great joy of the elderly Avram, our father, which was at that time 113 years old, and his only son Yitzchak, so then this powerful Og, the king of Bashan, said, what kind of value can Abraham and Yitzchak and all that they represent and fight for when they are so small and weak in number? With one finger I can crush them. That's what it says. So Hashem responded to that. It is going to become a time when Og, the king of the Bashan, will see tens of thousands of Jews that will come out from this child, from Yitzchak, and they will be victorious, they will beat him. So from this, everybody can learn a message for himself, that sometimes it's in your mind, you may get a thought that Jews amongst the nations are very small and weak in the materialistic sense. We're a small nation, especially that all these matters for which Jews are ready to give away their life doesn't have too much followers. What we are ready to sacrifice our lives for, not many people would agree to that. And in every generation we find the Eugen, those Ogs. That means those are the very powerful and tall physically and materialistically, which make fun and say, what are you going to accomplish? With one finger, we can crush you and your children. So our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, taught us not to become affected by them. Echad hoya Avram. Avram was one. He was one in the world when he started to study about godliness. He was not embarrassed and he was not hiding. He went with a raised head, and wherever he came, by Yikro Shom B'Shem Hashem, he called the name of God. He taught everybody about God and about God's instructions and how one must follow in his path. Therefore, when his only son from Yitzchak, from Sarah, became bar mitzvah, so notwithstanding that there were so many other children from other nations with other beliefs and other lifestyles, Avram Avinu nevertheless made a great party, and he utilized that opportunity to spread godliness. And in order for you not to think that self-sacrifice finishes, as God forbid, without success, the Medrash relates that when you have the proper strength not to become affected from those who make fun of you and not to hide your Torah and mitzvahs, so the end is that you will be victorious, not only morally, but also materialistically. Just like Oig Melech HaBoshet fell in the war that he waged against the Jews, the children from Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. I hope that you will go with the proper strength in the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, then Hashem blessed will make you successful, and you will also have a good influence on your surroundings, that you will bring them close, your people in your surrounding, to Torah and mitzvahs, and to make illuminate all in your surroundings around and around with the blessings that your parents and also your grandfather and grandmother, may they live, they should have lots of nachas, Yiddish nachas.